Because by your cross you have redeemed the world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most beautiful virtues on earth, perhaps the most beautiful virtue, is hope. Hope is what gets us out of bed in the morning because we hope it's going to be a good day filled with blessings. I've been watching very closely this virtue of hope reach new heights in our friends, Henry and Linda Udodge. You may know that Henry's health has been complicated, not only by cancer, but now also a stroke. He's in ICU, and soon he will be moved to hospice. Both Henry and Linda are living the virtue of hope in a new way now. Not so much hoping for a return to full health, but a hope for a peaceful passing. That is, their hope has been purified, elevated. That is to say, raised and transformed from earthly hope to heavenly hope. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches, hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. Placing our trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Linda and Henry's hope is now in eternal life. They trust in Christ's promises and they rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit rather than their own strength. The Udodges are teaching me how to hope. If you want a movie version of the virtue of hope, I recommend the movie Shawshank Redemption, starring Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman. At the beginning of the movie, Red, played by Morgan Freeman, says, "Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane. It's got no use on the inside. In prison. Better get used to that idea." But Andy, played by Robbins, refuses to get used to that idea. He refuses to stop hoping, even in prison. At the end of the movie, both have gotten out of prison, and Andy leaves Red a letter that says, "Remember, Red, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things. And no good thing ever dies." I will be hoping this letter finds you and finds you well. In other words, just like Linda and Henry have learned how to hope for heaven, so Andy teaches Red how to kindle hope in his heart. Hope is a good thing. Today is the feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. Why do we celebrate, exalt the cross? which was, after all, an instrument of brutal and inhumane torture and murder in the Roman Empire. What's so good about it? Why even think about it? Well, it's simple. The cross of Christ helps us to hope, elevating our hopes from this world to the next. The cross teaches us not to limit our hopes to this life, like a cure from cancer or breaking out of jail, but ultimately to hope for heaven. John's gospel says, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man, Jesus, must be lifted up on the cross so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Notice the upward movement of hope. Jesus is lifted up on the cross, and our hope is lifted up from earth to heaven. We exalt the cross because the cross teaches us to hope, like Henry and Linda, and like Red and Andy. My friends, take a moment to examine the caliber of your hope today. In other words, how do you hope? Or do you have any hope at all? You know, some people have given up on hope, and like Red, believe that hope is a dangerous thing and can drive a person insane. We can lose hope for our marriage. It's hopeless. Or for other people, or for our children, or for our future, or even for ourselves. We may feel we're going insane if we keep hoping for these things to improve. If that's the case, we need Jesus' cross to teach us how to hope and not rely on our own strength, but on the grace of the Holy Spirit. But our education in hope is not over at that point. True hope, pure hope, the theological virtue of hope, turns our eyes ultimately to heaven. As we exalt the cross of Christ, may Jesus elevate our hopes all the way to heaven, like Henry and Linda Udodge are doing. The cross of Christ is the great school of all the virtues, and that includes the virtue of hope. Hope is a good thing, perhaps the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. Praised be Jesus Christ.